This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Every day we talk about money on this show. Maybe it's the value of the dollar. A few minutes ago, it was the size of a settlement. We talk about stock prices and the size of the federal deficit. Well, now we're going to talk about money itself, money the object, coins and currency and digital currency. Kabir Segal has written a book called Coined, The Rich Life of Money and How Its History Has Shaped Us, and he joins us now. Hi, Kabir.
Hi, David.
Well, I want to start with what you'd think would be a pretty easy question, and I realize that it's probably not. And that's just a definitional one. What is money?
I define money really as a symbol of value, and that's a broader definition that you may expect. But the reason I define it as that is because the part of the brain that activates when you use money is the part that is involved in symbol making. And we put symbols on our symbols. We even design our money to put artistic renderings of the things that are important to us.
Do you think that we've maybe reached a point where we don't think about all that money is? We think of it sort of as just an instrument to pay for things?
I think we have. A lot of our decision-making with money happens, what neuroscience say, the subcortical region of the brain, basically the subconscious level. For example, when you're sitting outside on a sunny day eating at a restaurant, you tip more money because of the sunlight. It makes you feel better. Whereas if you sit inside, you tip less. And then they compare this to 26 countries in the world where on sunny days, the markets actually outperform an annualized 25% higher than on overcast days. And I use these examples in this book to show that money is really shaping our decisions when we're not really even thinking about it.
Talk to me about where we're headed when it comes to money. We hear a lot about Bitcoin and other digital currencies, and I, for one, will be sad, I think, when I reach into my wallet and there isn't something that I can hold, a piece of currency that I can use to pay for something. Is that where we're headed? Is that inevitable?
I don't think Bitcoin is the future of currency. I happen to think the future of money is in the mobile phone. There's actually something very interesting in the brain happening. When you don't see money being spent, there's less activation in your insula, meaning there's less anxiety, which is probably a good thing for consumer, for stores. They want to sell you more. And so if you don't see the money, you're just using a card or a payment, there's less activation. So it's more of a seamless transaction.
Just lastly, I want to toss to you a question that you pose at the beginning of your book. You say, what is it about money that we can't master? What is it?
Yeah. What we can't master is that our brains are not equipped to be making really financial decisions in the proper manner. For example, in the book, I talk about Harry Moskowitz, who is the inventor of portfolio theory. Basically, the guy says that, you know, when you invest in your portfolio, you should make sure that you're diversified. But then when he invested his own money, he just said, listen, I just went 50-50 and just closed my eyes and invested. And so basically this guy who's created what modern portfolio theory didn't subscribe to it. And so that goes to show you that the brain is using all kinds of shortcuts while we use this object. So money really influences our mind, it steers our body, it shapes our soul.
Kabir Segal is the author of Coined, The Rich Life of Money and How Its History Has Shaped Us. Kabir, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.